From the Dakota Radio Group Newsroom, I'm Jody Heemstra. Avera St. Mary's Hospital and the Avera Peer Clinic are implementing surge measures because of an increase in the number of COVID-19 patients needing treatment. Avera St. Mary's President and Chief Medical Officer Dr. Michael Holland says while the number of COVID-19 patients varies daily, they continue to see steadily increasing numbers.
That's right, Jody. I've told staff this morning as we are talking about this, we still talk about how we're planning and waiting. That's over. We're done waiting. We're done planning. We're implementing, and certainly we tweak things and adjust as we go. But we are in a surge, and the numbers of patients with COVID are just keep rising. And so the number of people needing a hospital bed and the number of people needing hospitalizations keeps rising. And so we're seeing record numbers of patients here at St. Mary's.
Refresh my memory, approximately how many hospital beds do we have available here and how many ICU beds staffed in either case are available here in Pierre?
Yeah, so that's a fluid number as we've talked about before, Jody. The number goes up and down. I would just tell you over the years, we typically have, 15 to 25 patients on a routine basis. And so staffing levels are normally for that. We've have surge plans to probably more than double that if we need to. We are using our rooms as semi-private rooms in some cases. Instead of just private rooms, which is kind of back to the where we were, a couple decades ago when semi-private rooms were the norm. But that's what we're doing to make sure we have space for people and make sure that works. We are asking clinic staff and others that normally work on our hospital floor, that's part of the surge plan, is to come up and help out. And so we're altering schedules in other parts of our facility to accommodate taking care of our hospital patients. And it's just been incredible to see how people are stepping up to take care of their community and people of Central South Dakota. We have a tremendous staff. They're working hard. Everybody's working extra shifts. And they are getting tired, but they're hanging in there and they're doing what they need to do to take care of our people.
What are you asking from those of us out in the general populace? What are you recommending? What can we be doing to help you all with this surge in patients?
Well, the message doesn't change, Jody. It's take care of yourself. Stay home if you're sick. Call us if you're worried, need to be seen. Wash your hands and please wear a mask. The mask is just one thing we've been finding really does work. There is no question that wearing masks cuts down on the transmission. This virus transmits from person to person by talking and being close to people. So social distancing and wearing a mask cuts down on the transmission significantly. No question about it. And there's plenty of evidence to show that if we all just wore a mask, we could go about our lives and do a lot of the stuff we need to do much easier. And we want people to do that. We want people to keep doing what they do, but please put on a mask. It's the right thing to do. Wash your hands and just don't gather in groups and stay your distance. And we'll get through this, but it really requires us to bend the curve because we're in a surge and we're busy.
The hospital and clinic are going to work over the next few days and weeks to call some folks that have appointments and do some rescheduling for some of those type of appointments that can be delayed. Yeah. And pushed back a little bit. But those who have serious things going on, you're not discouraging them from coming in.
Oh, absolutely. We're not shut down, that's for sure. And we want people that have health problems that need to have medications adjusted, need to be evaluated, come in and get that stuff done. Don't delay care that's needed. On the other hand, we just know that there are things that can be postponed. We all know what they are. Routine things that, frankly, you could do it this week or you could do it next month or maybe a couple of months from now, and that's fine. And we are asking people to postpone those things. We're going to have to because we need our staff, like I said, to shift what they're doing. We need them to come and work in the hospital. That's our surge plan, and we're there.
When you're talking about patients you're caring for here at Avera St. Mary's, it's not just Pierre and Fort Pierre people. This is a regional hospital. We're trying to take care of a whole lot of counties here.
Well, that's true. I think sometimes we focus on, well, how much COVID is in Hughes and Stanley County, and we have to remember that St. Mary's, we take patients from literally 90 miles around us in a big footprint in central South Dakota. And we are working with those hospitals, and a lot of our patients are from, outside of the Pierre, Fort Pierre communities. But, and that's the way it's always, that's the way we always do care. So it is a big geographic area. And just know that all facilities in South Dakota and, frankly, our surrounding states are very busy and very full. So, you know, the idea that, well, we just transfer patients, that's just not, nobody else has the capacity either. So we're doing what we can. We're keeping people here. And like I said, doubling up on rooms and getting staff in to help. And it's all going well, but it's a challenge. So
anything else you want to add, Dr. Holland, at this point?
I think somehow we just need to make sure that people recognize that the workers, our staff, are really stepping up. They're working, like I said earlier, extra shifts. They're working in areas that they don't normally work in, but, they're stepping up and doing that and helping out. And it's just been tremendous and humbling to see what our staff are doing and the effort they're putting themselves through to take care of their community, their friends, their family members, their neighbors. And when I say neighbors, it's people that live within 90 miles of us. It's everybody around us. So really appreciate our staff. I hope people appreciate that. And hang in there, everybody. We will get through this.
Again, that is a president and a chief medical officer, Dr. Michael Holland, with Avera St. Mary's Hospital in Pierre. From the Dakota Radio Group Newsroom and for KGFX Beyond the Mic, I'm Jody Heemstra.